Mehrabeisai Borosh and also on the Teira Semes, the Chayoidam Notabesichenu. We have a Teira that tells us what to do and how to act in all different matters of them. Going to the Yant of the Pesach this year, the Dina Teira and the Chiyuvim and the Oiv and Akim in a whole different surah. It's in a whole different surah than it is with our Chlal. But we have a Teira, Chukim Tzadikim Emes. And we're doing what Rabbi Hashem wants from us, Kefi the Matzav. And Ashri me, who is zeichet to use out this opportunity, without a tzibur and without a minyan, his own aseiris has a tremendous erech. Somebody pushes himself to be peseach liboy, and I shreich him the bnei teira that want now to have a shiur bechibas regel and looking to have a. His chabris and his karvis and aliyah from the Yimei Rotzen, from the Yimei Agula that are coming up, and we're all very much in need of Yeshua and Agula. And it's a very choshua thing that we understand that Teira B'chol Matzavim has direction and hayroah to us, Kefi Inyan. There are days that the mitzvah is not to put on film, and we're doing the Rotzen HaBeirei. And this oifen, the oifen that we're going to be davening in, the oifen that we're going to be learning in, the oifen of the kiyum of that mitzvah, one should look at it as compromise. One should look at it like this is what the Ratzon HaBeirei is for us to do now with this matzav, and that we have a Teiras Chaim on kol matzav and matzav, and if we're listening to our Rabbonim, and this is the way to do it, then we're not going to be losing anything. Adrabba, we're going to be shired to the biggest milus, and Be'ez Hashem will see the Gemalog Yeshuas and the Gulas. Let's talk a little bit on learning. When we start at the end of the Parashah Shemois, we find something very strange, that the Rabbi Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi with his shlichus to beguile Yisrael. And the whole Shlichus epis turned very sour. It ended up with a Tichbadu Avoida, with the worst Gezeiris on Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael were very upset, and they even gave Moshe Techocha. They moaned him, and they said, Yeira Hashem Aleichem V'yishboit, Yom Mavish Yisrechene B'ni Pari B'ni Avodov, Losi Yischer Abiyodim L'Hogenu. So the whole Shlichus for the Gula sort of flapped, so to speak, and it turned out in Xeris of Tichbad HaAvoida that they couldn't even fill the quotas, and Tevin wasn't given to them. And the Pella is that nobody less than Moshe Rabbeinu himself went back to Rabbi Hashem and said to him, Loma Ariyoisa Loma Zeh Loma Zeh Shlachtoni. Why did you send me? Which is the Pella that Moshe Rabbeinu came and even asked those questions. So Moshe Rabbeinu came with a tefillah, and the tshuva is what we have to discuss today. The tshuva is not so clear. What Rabbi Hashem said was, "Ato sira, asheres lufari." Now you're going to see, "Ki biyod chazok yishalchem, or biyod chazok yigorshem me'artzei." This is the concluding pesukim in Parashas Shemos. But Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, why did you send me earlier? HaKadosh Baruch was answering him, now you're going to see the Gula. But why did you send me earlier? Why didn't you just send me on the second Shlichus? The second Shlichus started with a Seder Vesem Malkus, Marcus, that culminated in Marcus Peres, and the Shichur of Klal Yisrael, Kumutzu Techami, and the Gula in the morning. But what was this about? So there are different Pshatim that are said over here, that somehow there was an answer encoded in Atos Sira that you needed the Kaishi Avoida. Only now that I did the Kaishi Avoida, so now it could be much less years, and now could start to say the Gula. It's very not Muhammad in the Pasuk. I was trying to have something, what the Pasuk is trying to tell us. What was the Tshuva? Atos Sira Sheh Lefari. And what was this whole Seda of Geula, that the first Geula should not be Mutzlach, and Adarabba end up in a Tichbadu Avoida, and somehow only then it's Nitzmach, the Geula Hamiti. And what it looks like is, if you understand what that Gzeira was of Tichbadu Avoida Anoshim, Shteit Mitzvos Yesharim, the way he explains it, is that the sort of gezeira of pari was to make it that nobody has any disk space in their mind. They are so crushed from the workload that they have no ability at all to try to unite or try to figure out an escape route or a way of rebelling, a way of looking out of the avodah. They should be so crushed under the avodah that they can't have any muck in their mind of, and no thought process and no planning process should be able to do, because they are so under the weight of the avodah. That was the principle, the gzeira of tichba d'avodah. And this is what Pari did after a rabbinical delegation came to visit him and started talking to him about freeing them and going out for 3 days. He thought he needs to have that. They have no ability to plan any kind of escape route, and the workload should be in such crushing weight that doesn't allow anyone to think at all anything. And it looks like that in the Shemayim, the plan was, and this is the Yisod that we have to know as we go through to the Yom Tov Pesach. The plan was that Klal Yisrael should hold on to their Emunah even when they're in a Zman of Tirif Adas Mamash. Even when they have no disk space to think whatsoever and they're so driven. But the Torah said earlier, Vayam in Ha'om, and they have to hold on to their Emunah, because their Emunah, a person has to reach in a way that is L'mayla from his Shikul Adas. And the Klal Yisrael is going to become royally goyal when the Emunah is, the Emunah has to be nisik to a Ben Yisrael, way lemaila from his Shikla Das. It's not a question of his debating and thinking and philosophizing. It's even Bizman Tiruf Hadas, where he basically is losing his mind, and he's left more closer to his instinct. At that point, if the Klal Yisrael will then hold on to the Emunah, so then they are royally goyal. And that was the tachlis and the tafkid of the entire system of this gula, that it should flop meikora and get into a tichbad avodah gzeira of tichbad. And at that point, if Klal Yisrael will hold on to the Emunah, which they did, and then there will be this kind of the tafkid of the kol hagolus. And this was the tafkid and the whole mahalach of the entire Seder of the Golos and the Golos Mitzrayim. Because according to Chazal, Avraham Avinu asked, "Bamo idaki yiroshen," when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavtiach in Eretz Yisrael, he asked, "Bamo ida," and because of that taina on him that he said "Bamo ida," came the tshuva and the tikkun and the einish that Yer Yizarcha be'eretz loy lahem va'avodim v'inu oisim av me'ishana. And it doesn't seem to be clear how is that going to be a tikkun on the pigam. The Avraham Avinu was Rishim Kolam Aminim. If he said as Avod Bamoida, the answer is going to be that Avodim Ve'inu Oisim Arba Meishona. Like, how is that going to be a tikkun for that? What's the midah? Can I get midah? What's the mahalach in this? How is that the right response? And the Te'elis and the Tikkun that's going to come out from Avraham Avinu asking by Moida. No, the Kavona is that if Avraham Avinu, that was the Rosh Kolam Aminim, Afilahofi, he asked by Moida, that means that there was some sort of Pegam Lefi Oitzim Ba'alosi Ba'amuna. So that was the Raya, that Amuna cannot be reached only through the process of philosophizing and deliberating and debating, like Avraham Avinu were able to do with all the kings and all the priests of his time. He was able to force them into submission and to belief through a shak v'tayir and an argument with them. And Avraham Avinu was massacred a tremendous mile of Amun Mekeich Dem, and he wrote 400 Tzvor Amana with his Zohar. But Avraham became, there was some sort of pegam lefim alosei that he still said b'amoida ki yiroshena. So the tshuva was that the way the class was going to have to be massacred Amunah is not going to be limited to philosophy and to theorizing and debating and reflecting. It's going to have to be more instinctive in the person. It's going to have to come, has to be and then from the experience of being Bekaishi Ashibud and then being Nigal Bekiluyim Gedolim, from living the experience of the Tzara and the Gula, that's when Klal Yisrael is going to be Masig the Emunah, not through philosophy, but from the personal experience, that'll make it nestled much deeper in the psyche and in the ruach of the Ben Yisrael. And that was the tachlis of the entire of Avodah Avinu Yisim Avodah Meishana. And that's what it needed, the tichbad ha'avodah, that gzeira that made the Klal Yisrael then were at that point mindless, and then a filahachah to hold on to the emuna. That means that we're royally goyal. That's when it's going to come that we're royally goyal, because we're holding on to emuna in a way that's much deeper in the person than just ayudei his thought process and his shikla das and his alertness and his koyach ha'in and his koyach ha'svara. It's good to say over that it says in the Sefer Shevet Musar, he was a rav in a certain kila, and he writes that he was invited to a deathbed of the head of the mafia, the Jewish mafia in his city. The head of the ganovim his end was near, and as the rav, he had to come there and say vidi with him. And he writes, von Plolim over there, he writes that he came, and he starts encouraging this ganov to do tshuva, and all the mishpoim of the ganov were there, all the other smaller ganov were there, and the ganov starts saying feel the very tshuva in his eiris, and he starts expressing how he might have wasted his life by inflicting pain on people and taking what's not his. And he might have wasted his life and done terrible things. And he was doing such a good job to the point that all the ganovim that were there were already being miseira, the ones that were still healthy, to be oizev darkam. And just suddenly, out of nowhere, the Baal Shevet Musar listens, is continuing listening to this mafianik, this head mafianik is dying, and suddenly he starts hearing him saying the absolute opposite. He starts saying divrei kvira and divrei letzonis, and he starts saying the opposite of what he was saying, and he was just very confused about Shevet Musar, like, what are you doing? So he went over to him and he said to him, listen, you had your last few moments, do this right. What are you doing? You started off saying divrei tshuva and hirhuri tshuva that was so appropriate. Why are you now getting fazaitik and saying bidyuk hafuch? What are you doing? Everything is told in the last few minutes. Now is the time. Adarabah, say Shema Yisrael, talk emuna. And the Ganef said to him, no, Chas v'Shalom, for me to say Shema Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom. And he said to the Baal Shevet Musar, don't you see this man standing right across from me, threatening to cut me to pieces if I say Shema Yisrael? That means that he had a vision, this ganav, that if he says Shema Yisrael, he's going to be cut to pieces. And if he doesn't, and he's not moed in the emunah, then he's going to be able to be nitzel l'chaim. And the whole thing was shaky. It was a koyach that the Yetzer Hara has on a person, that he has an ability to get him bizman tiruf hadas when he's in pachad misa, and he's often after a long chayli, a very easy mutchit, and to make Nisyanis on his amunah to the point that he should give it up, Rahman al-Islam. And that's what happened to that ganav, that he was amazed, stuck in big firose, because he was so afraid of that vision. And the Mitzvah of Melio makes the point that in some of the schoyes of Vida, Kaid and Misa, there are no schoyes that have a Mesiris Moido, that if the person says, the person declares that if he says anything negative amunah, at the last few moments during the Tirf Adas, the old Dvorim B'Telem of Vutalim, and he declares that he's a Maimon. Because of such a thing, because the side of the Mitzvah Zamuna is that a person should be able to hold on to an Afilu B'Teich Tirf Adas Mamish. So even if a person is even Chalil after a long Chali, and very Eizgemuchet, and very frightened, he doesn't have his regular ability to philosophize and to fall back on his way of thinking and all the Svaris and the Rayas and the Meseira, but he has it nestled in him in an instinctive way. So the Mitzvah Melio makes the point that the Yetzer Hara does this to a person on the way out, because the Yetzer Hara knows that even though he worked on this guy for 80 years or 90 years or 100 years, but everything is totally on the way out. If in the last few moments the person goes out with his amunah, so then everything is totally Eimanskiran Shem Dov and Mereshoi. And the same thing, Behepech, I feel a person has a Tzadigomer, Chol Yomov. Umorad Barcheina, Eimanskiran Shem Dov, Mitzitkoi. So all of the Yitzhak's fighting every day over the last 80, 90 years is not really so negay. It's really negay what happens on the last day. And that's when the Yitzhak Arbat Maisim. And then, at that point, in his Zman HaTir V'Daz, that's when the Yid is supposed to hold on to his Amuna. That is the Madrega that we got for Arba Meishon of Avodah V'Inivoyisam, and that was the Kavona that B'Shas, the Tir V'Daz of Tich Bad Avodah, we should be able to hold on to the Amuna. And that is the Ikim Madrega of Amuna that we have to go out of the every Pesach, every Mitzvah and Tzayim, every Hasoga, every Matzazu, Pesachzu, every Amchosha to come out with a Zekelim and Zeyu, being accurate, not only mikayach philosophizing, but also mikayach the metzias of the person. And this is why the inyan of the seder and the limud of the time a person goes to his father. He doesn't go to his rebbe. It's always gestalt that it's a ben azmanim, and it's a person goes to his father. Shar mesayim is called teirachul. The person goes to his rebbe. The reason why here he goes to his father because this has to be not just in the intellect of the person. This has to be mamish part of the metzias of the person. So he goes to where he gets his metzias, his guf, and this has to be nichas in a much deeper level. It's very talking that what we're saying over here, where the emuna has to be nisag, could have an afkimini la'alocha mamish. Gemara state in Yishneich and other places, b'chol ha'tev ha'kula toichi de'dibra k'dibra domi, chutz me'avid yizara. Chol ha'tev ha'kula, if a person said, "Arei Megadesh," so he made a kinyan and teichel the libi, he pulled back. So teichel the libi kedibi dami in his bottle. He said, "Mashav hamer latal teichel the libi." He can just say, "Mashav hamer agreshim." Just keep going. He can pull back teichel the libi, except for with his zara. If Chas v'Shalom, a person said to Aliyah, "Eliyata," moyel the chazara teichel the libi. What's this chutz? Then call a teichel kula teichel the libi kedibi dami chutz me with his zara. What happens by with his zara? Why is it that way that there's no makom for teichel ediba? And the answer is because teichel ediba means, I said that, but that just was a platus hapeh. That's not what I really believe. That's not really my maskana. I have such a thought in me. But after focusing in and realizing and thinking clear what I really believe and what I really want, I come out in that way. But with the Zohar, there's no makom to even have that thought in him anyways. His amuna has to be lemaila from his debating and reflecting and his stardom and it has to be something that's instinctive to him that has no svegas and doesn't have to think about it and just a spontaneous sort of reaction. That is be'erach the ma'aseh of Rabbam that is brought in the Marzeh by Rosh Hashanah by the Nesanah Tekev, that was the tiny that he felt on him, that because he said he has to think about it, and there's no mocking to say you have to think about it, there's no mocking for it. So, because we could have explained why he has a thought not to make the Kedushin or to make the Kedushin even though he was Chayzer. But here we cannot explain how was that thought in you? It didn't belong there whatsoever. Maybe even Shelter Nochi or anymore state that. That Akash Boch is not Mitzar of Machshav Aro to Maisa. But Chutz me Avodah Zarah, by Avodah Zarah, Akash Boch is Mitzar of the Maisa. And the Pshat is that the person had a Machshav Aro, it's not Mitzar of the Maisa because Mechtesi would do it. When it comes to the Maisa, he wouldn't do it. So he has the Machshav because he has such a type to do such a thing. He can't be Mitzrayim at a person that much for having a Cheshit to do that, but for having a Hero of Avodah Zarah, he's not supposed to have any of those type of thoughts in him whatsoever. So what does that mean that there was such a machshava that because it's not mitzuruf to a ma'isa, it won't be bottled. And it's the Zman that we're living in these days is a shtikel p'china of the Zman of Tir V'Das from the terrible shmuas that we're hearing. Of the Chayim and some people didn't make it. And this is an opportunity that we should be hold on to our Amunah and do the Avodah of the Seder and all the Mitzvahs Alayla and the whole Mitzvahs Yayim and Mitzvahs Pesach, Mitzvahs Yontif, and Beschar and Beschus the Amunah, Beschleimus, Afilah, Bezman, Tir Vadas, which be Zeicher to be Nigal, Nisim, Nefloys, and Reiskirchen from this Gefarach and Magefer, Yetzulin, Belarachim. Ich will sagen, die gewaltige Yeshua ist mit Kirchdem. Es steht in Achoinem, that bis man die Gula Achoine, es kann bei Jere der Isch mit der Schemaim treu der Baalgar. Das heißt, der Beljoba Karmel was Jere der Isch mit der Schemaim treu der Hashem. But the Nisiyel is, the Shaz Gula Achoine can be so great, that it was a scabble from the Achoinem, that the Isch mit der Schemaim will be Jere treu der Baal, and after all, we have to hold on to our Muna. So it looks like that's the idea, that Gula Rachayin is going to be Gula Rachayin at the Bisman Tir Vadas, and Bisman, when every Chacha looks the other way, he instinctively knows the truth, and he sticks to it b'cholev, and without any doubts, without any sveikas, without having to justify it and explain it, and try to be Mechir, and it's just a natural thing, and that is the opportunity that we have this Yontif, but every Yontif B'frat now, that's where everybody is Cholid and Amatzev of Tir Vadas. There's one more thought that's good to talk about, what to react to what's happening now. There was maybe one yochid, one person, one guy, insignificant person at the other end of the world that did a maisa that was able to shake up the entire world. Whatever he did to do it, he created this virus that now shook Malchus and Malchus shook thousands, millions, billions of people worldwide. And the entire Olam HaTachton over here was shaken from the pool of one person. So we have to be nice and alive that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin taught us that a guy, even though he can affect this world, he cannot affect Kol Olam HaTachton. But every year, every mice of his has the ability to affect Kol Olam HaSalyayim, and the Olam is Kadosh V'Tayim, and much more Olam HaSalyayim, much more natural than this world. How much Heich, how much being ourselves, the clients will have a Kayach, even one mice. That means if one Yid decides, believe Shalom, to do a tshuva on some Indian that he feels he's lucky in, and he's in Seirah, even if his tshuva is not Mamash V'Shlemis, even if he's just Mekabal on him, the Indian, that he feels he's Nishulin, that he's going to be Nizrin to Lamed Yom. He makes an answer to Kabbalah and he does that. We don't know what kind of mapesha they can make. Kolshkin, v'kolshkin, kavachayim, v'shabanei, v'shabanei, because we're dealing with the Kayach of Yisrael that could do from the Elam HaSal Yainim, Mamish. So if we see what one little Maisa from one Shagetz could do in the Elam HaShafel, Kolshkin, v'kolshkin, what the medical eyes will be able to be pale on Nifl de Yeshua and the Gula, obviously money goes to the tshuva. We're waiting for our tshuva. Anyone who's sitting and waiting for some doctor to come up to refer, that doesn't seem to be the mahalach. The mahalach is that we have to misakan ma'isim, and maybe everything will be misukan. But just the sayers of the feeling of the kayach for one yid could do from one ma'isa. It's the ikalim that someone should go out for this, and it's something that should change his life. And every mice that he does, every pool that he does, he has the ability to be boina olam misalyanim amish and chalil behepich. If he does the wrong mice, can be machshav olam misalyanim. Let's hope, Beis Hashem, that we're going to be zeicher to a chag kosher v'sameach, a chag from Gula Yeshua and a lot of Yeshuas and Refuas and Chomis. And Psurus Tevish, which is Zechel Bim Mavasim, is Basim. Besechel Tevish, Yeshua is Nachomis. And we should be Nigel Bekar of Mamish. Amen.